Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 451 for Friday, June 26th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were narrowly mixed Friday morning, consolidating as traders squared positions. Dry weather left values well supported, with profit taking ahead of the weekend. ICE canola was anywhere from a dollar higher to $3 lower, with the nearby July contract down $2.80, checking in at $513.40 per ton, while the most frequently traded November contract was a dollar higher at $526.50 per ton. The Canadian dollar was weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to international buyers. Dry conditions across much of Western Canada continue to raise concerns about possible yield loss. European rapeseed futures and the U.S. soy complex was higher, which contributed to the gains. Traders were positioning themselves ahead of the release of Tuesday's Statistics Canada acreage and USDA acreage and stocks report. Canola could be vulnerable, though, to profit-taking after 2 weeks of upward movement. Malaysian palm oil was lower, which put pressure on values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 5 to 8 cents higher, with the nearby July contract checking in at $10.09 a bushel, while the most commonly traded November contract was $9.84 a bushel. Rain showers prompted widespread short covering. More rain is expected to be on the way for much of the waterlogged Midwest, and more acres are expected to be abandoned. Demand for U.S. soybeans is healthy right now, and the basis is not backing down. Corn was 5 to 7 cents higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.99 per bushel. Values took strength from the wheat market while also receiving support from continued rain across the Midwest. Traders were also positioning themselves ahead of Tuesday's USDA report. At least most analysts seem to agree the USDA is going to add the 5 million plus acres the USDA said would not be planted from the March report. U.S. wheat was 20 to 24 cents higher, with the September contract at $5.60 per bushel. Rainy weather has been hitting fields in the eastern U.S. where soft red winter wheat is grown, and this has prompted worries over crop quality and disease. It also prompted a wave of short covering by investors. Continued dryness in France, Germany, Russia, and Canada continues to be an issue for wheat crops there. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, June 26th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.